All right, kids, it is now my job to teach you the theory of evolution.
Oh, boy.
Now, I, for one, think that evolution is a bunch of bull crap, but I've been told I have to teach it anyway. It was thought up by Charles Darwin, and it goes something like this. In the beginning, we were all fish, okay, swimming around in the water. And then one day, a couple of fish had a retard baby, and the retard baby was different, so it got to live. So retard fish goes on to make more retard babies. And then one day, a retard baby fish crawled out of the ocean with its mutant fish hands, and it had butt sex with a squirrel or something and made this retard frog squirrel. And then that had a retard baby, which was a monkey fish frog. And then this monkey fish frog had butt sex with that monkey, and that monkey had a mutant retard baby that screwed another monkey, and that made you. So there you go. You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.
I can't take it anymore.
Yep, you see? I knew that would happen.
A little too hooked on EverQuest to even, like, you know, properly cleanse ourselves daily.
I don't know who that could be.
Hold up. Out my ass.
Yeah, throwing up and stuff, too. Yeah. Peeing out your ass. Wait a minute. That's no good.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
And there's Peter. Oh, this is the most complicated, sophisticated gameplay I've ever seen.
What?
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Have you ever done a real skill chain in Final Fantasy? You have a fucking PhD to figure that shit out, you know?
Love the show and hope it lasts. Now, first of all, it will last, my friend. It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere because somebody has to do this. Snake? Snake! And the show died.
Ultra kill.
Now hold on, I'll beat it in a minute. Give me just another second. I'll be right there. Let me finish this last room.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not gonna buy it.
And we're back!
And we're back!
Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 144. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
It is January 7th, 2007, and we're back for your weekly dose of offensiveness. We'll try to be as un-PC as possible. The website is hwhq.com. You can email us at c4.gameradio@gmail.com. And you can join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is Gamer. Anything you have to say? Let's see how many people we can anger this time, this week.
Sounds good.
I don't know if this is a good topic or not. I don't know if we should even talk about this. We got an email that basically says they're not happy because I made some comments about Christianity and races. And
we're racist Jesus haters.
Yeah. And I don't know. I actually emailed the guy back with the official explanation. But it did kind of occur to me that maybe, because see, I remembered the thing that he said. I remembered it this whole time, thinking I should have just clipped that part out because it came off a little harsh.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say that, you know, I'm an asshole, and I find things like this funny.
I don't think anyone can deny that one.
I don't think so either. And my problem is you know. Boy, this is not a good topic for the show, though. I mean, we can't. There's no way that this can come out right. You know, if I, we talked about it even earlier.
Well, let's just say that we all know that C4 aspires to be House and leave it at that. I mean, he wants to grow up to be House.
That's my goal. But he's not like a. He doesn't come off. He doesn't sound like a racist, though. But see, he does
have
make
you
jokes.
Heard?
Yes, but see, that this is like he doesn't come off like one, but he does make jokes, though.
Right.
See, and while I have no problem with a particular person's, you know, where they're from and what color they are, I think the stereotypes are goddamn hilarious, and I like using them for jokes. And if you can't accept that, then by all means, go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't share the outlook that you think it's funny that, you know, every fucking white douchebag with a mullet missing the front teeth, you know, wearing a NASCAR hat comes into Best Buy or Electronics Boutique and reserves the new NASCAR game, if you don't find that hilarious, fuck you then. You know what? Don't listen to the show. I think it's goddamn funny as shit.
The point is that we're just laughing at stuff and yeah. not trying to offend anybody.
Exactly. Now, and the worst part about it is it did kind of anger me that I was basically, you know, you're a racist because you said a year ago you made this comment about Need for Speed Most Wanted Black Edition and then last week about Jesus, you know, and I'm like, what the fuck? Now, granted, I'm going to leave the whole religion thing right off the top, right out of it. Because, yeah, I have a problem with it. Okay? I'm sorry, you know, but...
Me too, for the record.
You know, if you want to believe in this, go right ahead. Okay?
I'm still going to make fun of it.
I'm still going to joke. Okay? I'm still going to make my joke. You can make all the joke. You know, feel free. I give you full license to joke about how I'm going to hell. Mm-hmm. All you want. Knock your socks off, okay?
I make jokes about that. You know? I'm going to be Spawn.
Do what you have to do to get through your day, and you know, if you can't take a joke, fuck them. You know, sorry, but I don't mean it in a hateful way. Is the
right.
thing, and if some things come off that way, you know, that sucks because most of the time I really don't want it to sound like it's in a hateful way. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, spend 10 minutes on Xbox Live playing any multiplayer game, because everybody and I've said this before. The only two words anybody uses on Xbox Live is the N-word, and it's in a hateful way. You know, it really is. Mm-hmm. And gay. That's it. You're a faggot, you're gay, and you're, you know, and it's just like, my God, and I get pissed at these people. I actually say, you know, look, you know, you can't, that's not right, man. You know, yeah, it's like, that's messed up. I don't know, I have a real problem with it. But you chose to be Christian. I'm sorry. Okay, you chose to believe, you know, to be a Buddhist or whatever the hell it is that you are. You chose that, and I am going to retain full comical rights on that one. Okay, and because I find that, you know, I think it's amusing, and you can think it's amusing all you want that, you know, I believe in nothing, and let that one blow your mind. How could somebody not believe in anything? Oh my God. Yes, go right ahead. But as far as somebody's race, I don't know. It's not like you can pick on them for this. There's nothing wrong with it. It's the stereotypes that make my day. They're funny shit. You know, and I'm sure
some people like fulfill that.
You know, that's the best part. You know, that's the best part. And there's positive ones too. You okay. know, like you ever heard that whole thing about like the two like a gay couple, how they have money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two gay kids, they don't have to worry about kids and all this crap. So all their money's expendable income. You know, it's a hilarious topic. My grandma's hilarious. She honestly like will just spout it off as if it's just like. Common fact, you know, she's just like, well, they have all kinds of money. And I'm like, Grandma, holy crap. You know, I just, but see, here's my other issue with this though. Certain people take certain offense to, you know, a comment I'll make about, okay, us, you know, saying this game is so gay,
mm-hmm.
but they won't take offense to making fun of, you know, maybe a Mexican joke or something, you know? So how can you draw the line and then be mad at me for making the one joke and not mad at something else? And this is what really angers me, is these people that have, like, the joke double standard. It's okay as long as you're not making fun of me.
Right,
you know? Fuck you. That's lame. And I'm just going to try to be – maybe we'll just be as a retards. There's a great one. Retards. Everybody's favorite topic. You're fucking retarded. How many times have we said that on the show? I can tell you right now that's probably my most used sentence. This is fucking retarded and Jesus fucking Christ. You know, those are the string of words that I use, and it's hilarious. I have people tell me all the time too, wow, your language is funny shit, you know? The things that you put together, and it's just, well, I'm sorry. I find them amusing. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, that's fine. Go somewhere else. And if you're sensitive, you know, a lot of people are sensitive to certain language, certain topics. You know, they may not like off-color jokes or whatever the hell they want to call them. Fine.
Go listen to IGN's.
Right. There is censored, you know, information and media out there for you. You know, and if you may not, you know, if you disagree with some of the mainstream media that is already PC'd out for you, have somebody censor your media for you. Let your friends listen to the shit first.
Yeah,
you
delete pieces.
You know, yeah, and just say, look, man, tell me if this makes fun of Jesus in any way, and let me know if I can listen to this, you know? Now, I've met people like this before, and I may not understand where they're coming from, but it is a real problem for them. And fine, I understand that, but you're not going to get that here. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. And I thought about, what if we had some kind of a disclaimer on the site? You know, like we have up there where it says, you know, adults only. I thought it was funny and cutesy because it was the actual ESRB thing,
mm-hmm.
you know? We should just change it and make it say, you know, assholes only, you know, warning about off-color jokes and whatnot and sensitive stuff. And if you don't like it, well, then, you know, go away, because I can't tolerate people that don't really have a great sense of humor. You cause trouble, you know, and that's that. That's it. Now, wow, that was a good first 5 minutes of the show. I did not want to talk about this at all. And I got all fired up over something. I was like, in the shower this morning, I let it go. Mm-hmm. Last night, I was all fired up for a while. I wrote a reply email back, you know, explaining the situation to the guy. And I was like, I'm not even going to mention it. It's not worth mentioning, you know. It's not that big of a deal. And then I slept on it and woke up, and I was cool until I got in the shower. And for, I don't know, maybe it's because I don't measure up to most men or something. And I got all worked up and pissed off again about it. And I thought, no, this is fucking bullshit here. No fucking way. Speaking of bullshit, poor Scyther. I love this guy. He's the guy, he did the intro for the show, the new one. And in fact, mm-hmm. Do you know that he worked 2 weeks on this new one?
Wow.
Listening to our dumbasses go over and over stuff for 2 weeks.
It takes a while to find good clips.
Damn, I know. And I talked to him on Xbox Live the other day. He caught me when we were just sitting there chatting away. We were trying to play some Street Fighter together, and he caught me at a great time. I wasn't doing anything. I thought, hell yeah, you know, let's play some Street Fighter. Next thing you know, we start talking about, of course, Geometry Wars. And it was, I wanted to thank him once again for the intro, because it's really good. I've heard a lot of positive feedback on it, mm-hmm. and I really like it a lot. But it still comes off really good. And the best part is when I have the Metal Gear moment, ring, you know, the noise, like, wait, peeing out your ass, dude, that was great. But there was even some more modifications that he wanted to make to it, but anyway. Of course, him and I got to talking about Geometry Wars, and because he's the only person right now, this is my bitch slap to all you that are already on my friends list, that's giving me a run for my money. Yeah. He was within 200,000 for the last little while, and then finally I get him, we get start to talking, and I have the game I ever had, and the worst part is he had to hear the whole game. You know, so I'm sitting there talking, and we're talking about, you know, Street Fighter and all these other arcade games, and we're just sitting there casually playing some Geometry Wars on our respective machines, and then I realize, like, the one thing I'm actually contributing to the conversation is, oh my god, I almost just died. Oh, fucking Jax again. Holy shit, they spawned the fucking pink guys and the fucking goddamn snakes on me. This is bullshit. You know? And then at the end of it all, you know, and my hands were numb, and I was, like, shaking, and I was having a hard time breathing and stuff, and he's like, wow, man, I just heard that whole thing.
He had to go outside and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah. Ah. It was awesome. It was really cool. But big thanks to Scyther. Any case, we got a pile of email this week to go through. The first email is from Andy Boy. Let's see. Okay, I guess that movie reference was a little too easy. Now, I remember the week before last, the email was with the Mallrats.
Right.
And he said, if you could get that, I'll do the card thing. Let's see. Okay, I guess the movie reference is a little too easy. I am a man of my word, though, so expect a code in an email for 1,600 points soon for the both of you. Now, I emailed him and said, don't do that.
Yeah, and if you required yourself to do that, certainly don't give me one, because I didn't get it.
That's what I said, too. I was like, he didn't even get it right. But no, I mean, I'm sitting on 5,200 points anyway, and there's nothing to buy. But you, on the other hand, no, you already own half the arcade.
Yeah.
So... After just listening to episode 142, I went right away to sign up for Gamefly account that you spoke of. I'm partial to owning the actual content than renting it. I guess if I like the game enough, I can just go out and buy it. This sure beats going out to Blockbuster for rentals, which I haven't done in ages. I'm going to rent one 360 game and one DS game so I can play both systems. Makes it easier for reviews. Also, I need something to do when I'm waiting for a demo to download on my 360. I hate that you can't do anything while downloading content from Xbox Live. Now, I'm going to stop right there for just a minute, because...
That's not true.
That's... Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about. I can do... You
it,
just hit
it
continue.
It was originally, wasn't it?
A long time... Well,
like,
right.
Like, at first?
I thought, as a matter of fact, I'm not sure, but it was. It was at first, but in fact, I'm pretty sure that we picked up ours, like, just after they allowed you to do it, I think. Because some people were still complaining about it here and there, you know? And, like, that's how I even heard about it. I actually did not know that. But all you have to do is click continue. The one thing you can't do is go play an online game. Like, you can fire up Geometry Wars and play all day.
Maybe that's what he's talking about.
Like, you can't go play Gears of War. Yeah. Because it'll save your bandwidth. It'll cut your download and you have to play that. Speaking of downloading content, I tried downloading a movie from Xbox Live Marketplace. And this is something I was very interested in myself before. I decided to get, I can't fucking believe it, Nacho Libre. Although the movie wasn't very good, the quality on my non-HD TV using component cables was as good as a DVD. It took a little more than an hour for the 1.8GB file to download. This is just like pay-per-view, but cheaper, I think. You get the file for 14 days or 24 hours after you start watching it. Not too shabby. They really need to update their listing with more movies. Now, I actually finally got around to watching a movie on this service myself, actually, and we'll mention a little bit later on. We've got a couple things to say about that. To make an opinion on the PS3 and how the sold like crazy with little su- oh, how they sold like crazy with little supply. I used to work at Best Buy and saw the same thing when the 360 came out. After about 6 months to a year, it is the system to own, in my opinion. I'm sure the PS3 will be a great system to own in the same time. Here's the kicker, though. When the 360 came out, there was nothing to compete with it, so game developers couldn't jump ship to another system. With the PS3, they have the Wii and the 360 to go to. Since more people own those systems, it makes sense to make games for those systems. More systems mean more revenue for the developers. I think Sony really dropped the ball on this and is going to pay for it with this generation of gaming systems. Andy boy.
The thing about exclusive games, if you look at just how the market would go, yes, you'd think there'd be no exclusive games because people want a higher market. But Sony will go to developers and say, you know what, we will pay for your advertising if you come out only on,
right,
on us.
Right.
Or we will cut you a fat check
right
off the top to only come to us.
As opposed to Microsoft, who just buys the company.
Right. They cut an even fatter check.
Yeah, exactly. And a good example is, remember they bought Rare, mm-hmm. and they had them pump Cameo out the door for them right away, and Perfect Dark Zero.
How about Bungie?
You know, and Bungie, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I forgot. The reason the Xbox even made it through the first generation it was out was Halo, of course. Right. And, you know, that was
they've
a fat
check. Bought Lionhead.
Yeah. Now, the Rare guys left, though. Didn't you see that in the news a couple days ago?
Really?
Like, the head dudes from Rare just said, you know, bye. They just, like, walked away. And I don't know if they were under contract for a certain amount of time, and maybe it finally ran out, and they decided they were going to go elsewhere and look at starting a new game company or what. But, like, the head dudes or something, or, like, the original founders or something, just bailed. They just jumped ship. So I don't know how much they really mean to the company anymore, though. I mean, at some point you go from being awesome programmer to lazy money holders,
yeah,
stock.
Check writer.
You know, exactly. And do you really matter if, you know, anymore? You know, I mean, like, if Cliffy B all of a sudden, you know, flat out owned all of Epic, would he still do the code? Probably not. He would oversee and manage things.
I'm not even sure how much he does now.
I think he, well, that's a good point. That's right. They've got like a team of like seven dudes anyway, yeah. Huh? Wait, no, he doesn't do all the code anyway. He just does the designing anyway. Doesn't he just...
God, that's a fat job. Lucky motherfucker.
No shit, huh?
I think we should add chainsaws. He gets a fat check for
it. I know,
it.
Huh? This was what he came up with for the week. More blood. Needs more blood. Can we make some of that split on the screen? Just kind of like, you know, hose on your screen a little bit? I'll be back next week with a great idea. You know, geez, I know. And then have some...
Give me that job.
Yeah. We'd be playing some fat games. Now, let's see here. Let's go over this. I think he's right about the PS3, though. I really do, because honestly, I talk my shit about the PS3 now, and there's a reason why. I get to. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been getting shit on by Sony people for 10 years now. It's finally my turn to throw a little feces back in their direction, okay? Let me have my 6 to 8 months, and then you can, then we can go back to having our real console wars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm under the same impression. I think it will be a thing worth having, and we're all gonna have one. And we've said this many times. We're all going to wind up with a PS3, more than likely, like it or not. Now, the only person that I've heard say anything, say what you gotta say, because I know I'm just gonna keep going and you're gonna forget.
Hmm? Oh, I was just gonna say, that's probably true, but it all depends on how many of these exclusives jump ship.
Oh, well, that's where I was going right to. Okay, exactly.
If all these exclusives, like they're thinking of doing, because a lot of these, like Konami has been thinking that there might not be enough PS3s in the market to make a decent profit on Metal Gear Solid 4, as a good example. So a lot of these exclusives might end up going to more than just the PS3, and then they'll be fucked.
Well, and we know, like Virtual Fighter 5, that's a big
gone.
One. That one's already, yeah. And then we heard, of course,
GTA
Metal Gear.
Is already gone.
Ooh, yeah. You know, now, okay.
Now, and why spend $600 for no exclusives?
And they probably won't up the content either. I mean, if Konami, okay, can take Metal Gear Solid and say, develop them at the same time for both the PS3 and the 360, they probably won't put that extra effort into polishing up the PS3 version. You know what I mean?
It's like
they've got the graphics done.
Mm-hmm.
They'll run great on a 360 and a PS3. So fuck it, we're done. We're not going to spend another 6 months polishing up the 360 or the PS3 version. It's just it's a likely scenario that a lot of companies won't put the extra effort into making the PS3 one that much shinier. You know what I mean? It seems like it would happen.
And if that happens, Sony is fucked.
Yes, they are.
Because no one's going to spend $600 for a bunch of games that you can play on the 360.
Now, see, not one of these games anybody's mentioned to me yet. Metal Gear, Virtua Fighter, none of these games that anybody's mentioned to me that they're saying, oh, I'd buy a PS3 for that for, has mattered to me. I'm not a big Metal Gear fan. Okay, I like the first Metal Gear Solid, fucking awesome. The rest, I didn't care for them because I couldn't play them. I have control issues with a lot of games. And this is a series that I really have a problem with. I mean, when I find that they take a default accept button and move it to where the default button my entire life has been cancel, mm-hmm. I have some problems with it. You know, it's like, okay, get used to it. Right. And every other game I'm going to play for the rest of eternity is going to use this button for accept, except for this game. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Okay. No. Let me set the control. Speaking of setting the controls, have you tried to play Rainbow Six Vegas? This game everybody said is just the fattest shit.
Yeah, I played the demo.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was okay.
Right, it's okay. What'd you think of the controls?
A little funky, but I didn't have that much of a problem.
I had all kinds of problems with them for some reason. And the biggest problem I had was this. It's 2007. They can't give me more than 4 control modes.
Why modes?
Yeah, I don't get it. Just let me set the fucking button. I'm pretty sure it's doable. Somebody call Capcom and ask them, can you set the controls in Street Fighter? Oh, you have since the 90s? Oh, could you share how to do that?
We haven't figured it out yet.
Does some company have a patent on setting your controls and nobody wants to pay the fee? I mean, what is it about it? Like, honest to God, they give you like 4 control settings in Rainbow Six Vegas. It's asinine. It's fucking retarded. And then, like, not 4 days after I go play the Vegas demo. Now, granted, I mean, you know, it's been out for a while. I just didn't get around to it till last week, or sometime during this week. About 4 days go by, and our friend at Bungie put out a press release, basically. It wasn't like they put out a press release. It was the internet exploded when Bungie said something.
Right.
About the controls, about Halo.
Open their mouths.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The whole internet just breathed in.
Oh my God. And what Bungie said essentially was this. We're going to offer a few more control modes, I think, than our standard ones.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How about you offer us...
And they were so proud about this.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to give you awesome ability to control.
You might have 6 or 8 different control modes even. Wow, fucking Bungie. What the fuck is this all about? Now, I've also heard in the Halo 3 rumor mill that, one, they're thinking about giving some player, not some players, giving the game the ability to use an alternate camera. Now, hold on. And the ability, and there's a mysterious button, apparently.
Right, right. The question,
right.
And it might be moving.
What do you mean moving? Like walk forward?
No.
Like,
it was the mysterious X button.
Gears
of
War? Like the action button?
Right.
That's what I'm putting my money on. When they say, well, we might give you a third-party camera. Well, they're not going to give you overhead. And we know the game's first person. So when they say alternate camera views, mm-hmm. we're pretty sure you're talking about, you know.
Over the shoulder?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. You know, and especially after Gears of War, it's just landslide success. Okay. And that mysterious button, of course. What else are they going to have? I mean, it's not going to be like a nuke button. You're not going to be able to kill everybody on the screen. It's not Geometry Wars. So you're not getting bombs.
Yeah, cover.
Cover, exactly. It's going to be... I swear to you, they're turning...
Which
they're
is
gonna,
good.
They're gonna, No. I'm all for it, except for the fact that I really wish that it wasn't Halo that would mimic a fat game. I really wish it was something else that was actually fat and not something that was just decent and... was going to rip these guys off, which is still fine, though, because at least they're learning, and maybe they will learn from this.
What'll piss me off is if somehow it gets turned around and
Halo 3, created it.
Yeah, and Halo 3 is looked back upon as being the creator of this shit.
Yeah, huh. Remember that game Gears of War? The one that stole Halo's controls? That game was all right. Seriously, what the fuck? I could see it happen. Now, on to the next email here from Eric. He actually gave us a real name. C4 and Kobar, this letter has been a long time coming. You're damn right it has. No. So please bear with me if I ramble a bit. I've been a listener to your internet show, yeah, I like that, since about episode 30. Holy crap.
Wow.
Oh, damn, that has been a long time. And can honestly say that I've always found the show highly entertaining and informative. For the most part, although the older shows where there were 4 or so people on the show discussing the various topics and bullshitting were good, I think that the format you have fallen into over time with just 2 people works far better. The 2 of you play very well off one another, and the interaction really helps spur the show along and keep it spontaneous without becoming too chaotic. Many thanks to both to you both for the time and effort you put into the show. In a world where bitching about something often seems far more common than praising someone for their efforts, I just want to take a moment to let you know that one more person out there appreciates the wonderful show you both put forth out for this slacker's enjoyment.
Well, that's thank you awesome. Very much.
No shit. That is really cool, especially for somebody for so long.
Yeah.
What I get, what blows my mind is how do I not know about these people? You know, I like to think that I know all the guys that have been around for a very long time because they hang out in IRC and they send emails all this time. That's amazing to me. But then it occurs to me, I've also never sent emails to the shows I've been listening to since day one that have been around forever. I'm just as lazy.
They actually came in a couple weeks before me.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's something else there. That's crazy. But, you know, I have to agree. It was not only a bitch to edit with four people talking, it was really hard to keep on track and on topic, you know? I had some issues with it, and I think this the format, and he's right, we did just kind of fall into this. It just kind of happened to work out this way. Yeah.
Evolved.
And it works pretty well. Except for every now and again, we wind up with the emails and more entertainment radio show.
Like this one.
And now, for a little about me. I'm 35 years old and have been playing games for well over half that time. I started out with a good old Atari 2600. I loved that system to death. I would even save the boxes the games came in and stack them neatly in the closet because it gave me a warm feeling to see how large my pile had become. And those shiny silver boxes, those games came in near the end were pretty. I progressed from that to the Commodore 64, where I played games for many years, from Infocom text adventures to a huge assortment of games published by EA back in their heyday, when EA on the box meant quality and a game you could count on being the cream of the crop. I also discovered modems, the joy of BBS message boards, and shortly after that, the joys of nefarious pirate boards, which offered virtually unlimited gaming potential to my severely limited teenage wallet. From there, I moved on to the Amiga, and then finally to the good old PC, where I have remained for quite some time. I've played too many games to count on the PC, mostly preferring the RPG genre, although the occasional FPS or turn-based strategy game, the Heroes of Might and Magic series has owned me hard ever since I discovered the first one. A lot of my time in the last 7 to 8 years has been spent on, drumroll please, EverQuest. Yes, I am one of the people that has yet to leave and still enjoys that game. Well, mostly it's the people in it, but a boatload of content doesn't hurt. Finally, for the last year or so, the Nintendo DS has taken a great deal of my time too. I have Shane Monroe from Retro Gaming Radio, another internet radio show, not podcast show. Yeah, I know. In fact, I'm just not even touching that one right now. And now to finish, I wish to both thank you one more time and curse you for presenting me with my current gaming dilemma. I am on the precipice of purchasing my first gaming system, not counting the DS or computers, in nearly 25 years. Now, if I'm reading that right, he had a 2600. And I guess you can kind of count the Commodore 64 as a console. It was a computer, yeah. but you used it for games. Everybody I know did. That was it. That was all you did on it. He missed
everything.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I have been convinced for some time that the Nintendo Wii was going to be the way to go for me. Then you began touting the 360 and how much you enjoyed it. The more you said, the more I found myself being swayed towards the 360. The greatest factor is the live component. Without it, I think I could safely shun the 360, no matter how great the graphics were. Their perfection of their online component is the one area which matters to me where, at the moment at least, it sounds like they are vastly superior to the Wii. So I've come to the following resolution. I have to have them both. Good That's man. That's the, what you do. That's the
Wii
solution.
60 plan.
Exactly.
It's the awesome plan.
It is. Unfortunately, my finances will not permit me to get both systems immediately, so I will be buying one now and the other probably around June. I can't wait any longer to enjoy some new gaming goodness, so I'll be going to my local Best Buy this Sunday at opening. If they have a Wii system in, I will purchase it. If not, it's 360 time. I look forward to possibly seeing you both on Xbox Live if I end up with one tomorrow. Count me in as another one of the growing legion of people you have sold on an Xbox 360 when you send Microsoft the request for your royalties either tomorrow or 6 months if I get my Wii tomorrow and manage to hold off that long. That was from Eric. That is awesome.
We do need them to cut us a check.
Fucking A, let me tell you. Now,
it's too late now, obviously.
Yeah. Unless, was this mailed? I didn't write the copy of the dates in the notes. I never do. This may have been yesterday, so this, he could have been saved. But I think we both are about to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I talk far too much.
The 360 should be first.
Absolutely.
It's got the bigger library. Give the Wii a chance to catch up.
Right. I think so, too. Give the Wii at least 6 months, you know, and you know, there's going to be better games out for it. And hopefully, you know, all the companies that are developing the Wii games will have a better opportunity to learn how to even use the controls. And I'm hoping that the companies that do innovate well with this controller are stolen from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really do hope some company that comes out with like, oh my God, I never could have thought you could play a game like this controls. I hope it takes off. You know, I really hope that other companies say, holy crap, there's our solution. There's our control solution to develop this game on the Wii with a, you know, a new control style. Because I bet a lot of companies are just mind blown right now. Like, how do we put our game on that console?
And I think that's the best thing about the Wii. Whether it fails or not, you got all these development, like, development houses having to switch gears.
Yeah, kind of actually think outside come up with the ideas. Box. Exactly.
I think it'll be good for the industry as a whole, even if the Wii fails.
Even if it fails, it will have done something. Yeah. You know, it will go down with its mark on history, I assure you, and it will hopefully at least spur some kind of development and future, you know.
And I think it will. I mean, yeah, at least wait until, like, Mario comes out and a few other games. That get a little library going, because you have a nice big library for the 360 right now.
Right.
And in the next couple months, there's quite a few really good things coming out, and you're going to want to be a part of that.
You definitely are. Plus, they already have the awesome live capabilities. Mm-hmm. They're already there.
The Wii will never.
No, the Wii will. It's Nintendo, not going to.
Nintendo has a long way to go, like mindset wise, before they're going to get a real solid network going.
Right, like a grasp on how this is supposed to work, which is why I think it really played out into Microsoft's favor. This is how their minds work to begin with.
Right.
Why didn't anybody think of this ahead of time? Maybe they just, you know, were very close-minded about it, you know? And so Microsoft comes along and they think to themselves, well, shit, you know, we make this little thing over here called Windows and people play games on it using the internet, and they have this other bullshit stuff like TeamSpeak and Ventrilo. Why don't we just put this all together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they've done that, and they've done it incredibly well. And on top of that, it's growing every day with extra crap, whether it's free demos you can download that are not, like, you know, crappy games. I mean, it's full-on fat games. You know, here's a 2-gig demo of you know, Rainbow Six or whatever you want. It's not like they're giving you the just Sonics of the world. You know, you're getting some fat demos.
It's slowed down a lot lately, though.
It has, but we were really pushing for Christmas. And now that that's over with, we're back to, you know, looking at, we're at the backside of the mountain now. We're looking at, you know, the Lost Planet comes out next week. Mm-hmm. Before the show. Friday, right?
Yeah.
So that will be in probably in my possession, because I'm about,
probably I'll, mine too, hopefully.
Right. Well, yours is a crapshoot, and mine is if I can find it in town.
Right.
I wish you luck. But
I wish you luck.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that one goes. I stand a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
I stand a pretty good chance because I'm essentially getting it for next to nothing, and I just have to go find a Walmart in town with it. And so I'm going to try to get that, and it's probably going to be a regretted decision, though. A blind purchase of a game is a bad idea. However, I have played this. You know, I mean, they have a demo of it out there.
And it's a good demo.
And it is, but it's usually pretty far a lot of the time from the retail product, but I'm so...
Especially this one, because it was an E3 demo.
Right, that was a long time ago. I am jonesing to buy a new game. And I don't understand it. I have plenty of fat games around here to play, but it's a mental thing. I have to spend this much money. It's like paying your dues, you know? So we're looking for, you know, there's a few things out on the horizon coming out also, but, you know... Like, you know, we've said here, there already is a giant library of things to pull from the Xbox 360 library. There's 40 arcade games to pull from also, which you may think, and I'm really depressed about this. I talk to people that have a 360, like whether at work or whatever, and it's almost as if they've never heard of the arcade before. And I'm like, have you ever seen, you know, you ever played Geometry Wars? And they're like, what the hell is that? I'm like, well, it's a game on your 360. No, I've never seen that at the store or anything like that. I'm like, dude. It's on your 360, you know, and they're like, whatever. Oh, one of those crappy arcade games? Yeah, I don't look at that shit. And I'm wondering if, like, Microsoft just totally dropped the ball in the early arcade days, and people were like, whatever. But Geometry Wars was a launch title, you know?
They had one of the best right off the bat.
No, they had the best game right off the bat, you know? They had the Halo for the XBLA out the gate. That's the way you launch this thing, okay? In any case... Did we cover everything we wanted to cover with that email?
I think so.
I think so, too. This guy needs to play some games. Right, well, and he needs a 360 first.
I'm glad you had so much enjoyment out of EverQuest, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised somebody... Well, no, I mean, I know people are still playing
this. There's quite a few, actually.
No, I know. I mean, they have consolidated servers a bit, though.
Yes, oh, yes.
But it's still going strong. Now, we got an email from our South African friend. Well, I wish I had some South African jokes on hand. I want to offend all kinds of people tonight.
We'll call him Zulu.
Actually, I've been saying his name wrong this whole time. It's Istoff. Not E-stuff, or whatever the hell I've been saying. It's I-stuff. Anyway, he says, hi, to recap, when I last left you, I had just bought my Xbox 360, pissed off my wife, and then to crown it all, used her credit card to get me Geometry Wars. Good man, that's how you do things. You might think that sanity would prevail and I would lay low for a few days, but not this sucker. It was now Monday, 2 days after getting my Xbox, and all I had was Geometry Wars and a couple of magazine demos. I filled in an application for broadband, and I had tried to push for it to be installed as soon as possible. It would eventually take 10 days. Not bad for South Africa, I can tell you.
I went Not bad for here.
Not, yeah.
Fucking
yeah, no shit. That's very true. I went to work proud as bunch and ready to brag big time to my mates. During my retelling of weekend story to one of the guys mentioned that he thinks he is getting a 360 for his birthday. I was kind of puzzled. What do you mean? I asked. Why did you say you think? He replied that his girlfriend is planning to buy him one. This just blew me away. Like, I have never had a girlfriend offer me anything like that. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. That's up there. My sister used to hook me up all the time. I don't know what it was. It was like my birthday would come around, and she got me like a 64. Like, there was none that you could find, and she found one somehow, and all kinds of stuff. Anyways, I went home thinking that I deserve better treatment from my more sane, better half, and decided to confront her about it. Oh, my God. I reckon at this point I must have left sanity and reason in the car as I walked in, because even I have trouble believing what I said next. Now there's got to be a good way that we can do this. You want to take her or him?
I'll take her. That's fine.
Okay. Remember how you said you had about $300 I could use for my birthday?
Yes.
Do you have the cash?
Yes, I was planning to give you an envelope to spend.
Okay, so give it, then.
You spent it already, remember?
Actually, no, I didn't. I used my credit card. Technically, you still have the envelope.
Giving him a strange look. Are you insane? You bought the bloody Xbox.
I know, but now I don't have any games, and I need a few at least.
Looks get even stranger. What? Are you mad?
No, but that doesn't change anything. I do need some games.
You've already spent the money.
Look, I understand, I know what you mean, but I have to at least buy two or three.
You are seriously expecting to spend more money after you blew more than this on the stupid Xbox?
Yes.
Are you a child? What are you thinking?
I know I'm acting a bit childish. I fully acknowledge that I'm being selfish, but damn it, I'm treating myself to something cool. I work hard, etc. And it carries on. That is hilarious, dude. Oh, my God. Nevertheless, I steered the conversation away from combat and kept the conversation going as she just wanted to walk away. I kept on, and she eventually gave me the envelope. I went out and got Call of Duty 2 and Dead or Alive 4. My daughter loves Tekken. I have some money left, of course, and over the next few days bought MotoGP 2 and Oblivion. By the end of the month, my Xbox Live 30 days had expired, and I was just getting into the damn online thing. I knew that buying the Live subscription now was not a good thing. Anyway, I had my box, met some gamer friends, and was a happy camper. Until Emergence Day, however. I saw Gears of War on a big 50... Now, he actually sent me an email about this that we didn't read on the show because it was more of a, you know, not-for-the-show kind of thing. We were talking back and forth a little bit. It was like... We had a conversation on Xbox Live, followed up in an email, back on Xbox Live, his battery died, then back to an email. So right. This is like we're kind of catching everybody up here. I saw Gears of War on a big 50-inch Samsung, and my heart fell. Having just repaired my marriage to the point of normality, I now have to play the insanity defense card. Ace Phoenix, help me, and convince her that we need an HDTV. What do you think my chances are? I think your chances of getting divorced over this are pretty good. Actually, since I think this email needs to end, let me update you and say that I got her convinced to at least buy a 37-inch set. I, of course, want a 1080p-capable one, so I have to do some research and find one within our budget. Still, she still doesn't like the 360, and I don't blame her. Anyway, guys, thanks for working on the 24th. Oh, that was the day before Christmas, huh? And hopefully the 31st as well. I know... That's right, this was an older one. I know all of us are grateful for your dedication. Damn, forgot to mention the Xbox.com website is evil. Just a few clicks of the mouse and I bought a 12-month Live Gold subscription as well as some Billy Bucks. I didn't even have to fill in a credit card or anything. Damn, I just realized I still set it up to use her credit card. That is fabulous. That's from iStuff. Oh, my God, man. We can't be responsible for ending a marriage. We cannot.
He's got to have a TV to play it on, though.
He has a 19-inch monitor he's got for this.
Oh,
he's
there
got
you go.
My same monitor.
There you go.
He tried to rain on my parade to tell me that I cannot play on this. And that I have got, he's like, no, dude, it's different. And it's not like you're seeing any less or more lines out of it. You know, well, maybe, okay, we're not seeing true 1080. Well, we're not seeing 1080 because we're not getting up to 1920 on this. We're damn good, though, for A, okay, for one. And B, I don't want to play in the living room.
Right.
I don't want to move everything into the living room is what I'm saying. I need to rent myself another apartment for just me.
No, what you need to do is make the command center in the living room.
The living room here. Kick her ass to the curb in the corner of the kitchen over here. That's what we'll do. This is from, oh, this guy. This guy's awesome. Okay, check this out. His handle is Face Ripper. This is a short one. I finally posted in your forums. Just really great show. When you guys are doing the show, it sounds just like me and my buddies. You guys sound like old farts like me. I'm 37, wife, kids, the whole works. Man, I really just like the whole podcast and the 360 community. Peace out from Face Ripper. Now, this guy's cool. Okay, this is how I met this dude. Okay, I met him on the forums, the Xbox Live forums. Now, I have never gone to a forum and talked to somebody in a private message before. Like, I just don't do it unless I know them, you know. And I saw him. He posted this thing. We might have even mentioned it, maybe. I don't remember. But this guy had a post in the general 360 discussion or something about how he was a hardcore computer, like first-person shooter, I think, player, you know. Mm-hmm. Sounded like he got into, like, the whole clan thing, you know. He was with a group of guys that talked shit about console game players and everything. Now, first off, I want to let you know, I don't consider myself a PC or a console gamer. I am a gamer. I don't care if it's fucking, you know, tic-tac-toe. I'm down. If somebody wants to play, you know what I mean? They're sitting there at work, and I'll jump in, man. I love that shit. Okay? Whether it's console games, there was a point where I did not play a console game for, like, 4 years. Mm-hmm. In the last just couple years, though, like, in the last 10 years, there was a giant gap there. It was, like, during the whole PS1 Dreamcast time, right? Like, I think I had a Nintendo 64. I played for about a year. Then I did not touch it until maybe Zelda came out, or Ocarina of Time.
Right.
I played that for just, you know, a little bit. Not hardcore at all, not very much at all, almost nothing. Then it was nothing but computer games. Until the Dreamcast was $100. When it was announced the Dreamcast was $100, and that was a giant span of time. Okay, that's when I bought a Dreamcast. Still was hooked on the computer games, though. Did not play that. I mean, even though I had like 30 Dreamcast games, I didn't play them that much. I just kept buying them, thinking they'd be awesome. I didn't know my problem was I needed to play in my command chair. At the time, I didn't realize it. I wasn't hooked up with the whole VGA thing right away. Later on, I figured out the VGA cable deal. We played it, a bit more. And then, of course, I didn't get to the PS2 thing for quite some time. And I don't think... When did I get my Xbox? I think a year later.
Right.
October 24th on the year after it first came out is when I think I got it. But it was still a version 1.0 somehow. So in any case, see, I mean, I played every computer game in the world during that time, you know. And then even after that, you know, I played only Xbox games here and there. When the PS2 came out, I played, you know, some RPGs here and there. I played a couple different Xbox games, you know, primarily console games. We used to have to do specialized shows forcing ourselves to talk about console games. And the last, like, 4 months has been nothing but console games here. And there's a reason for this. And this was actually, if we had some time today, which I don't think we will, you know, a great discussion. You know, console versus PC. Anyway, so this guy is on the forums. And he like, apologizes to the world. To the entire, like, 360 community. You know what? Like, he bought one for his son, just as, like, a Christmas gift. After telling his son how you don't need a console, fucking they're lame, computers are the way to go, talking shit about everybody that plays console games. He buys his son, like, two different games, too, like Tiger Woods and something else. And he finds that he starts playing it, right? And he, like, next thing he knows, he's hooked. So he's like, bam, you know, oh my god, I'm shocked it's actually developed this well, you know, and it was neat to read the whole post though, because he was genuinely like you could tell that it was like, oh my god, he was shocked. Mm-hmm. Just like I was after, you know, a little while ago, back in August, like, wow, this thing really is as good as everybody's saying it is, and this might actually turn me back into, like, you know, main console gamer than anything else. And I was shocked. So anyway, I hit him up in a private message and just wanted, and it was like two or three shows after we had done the one where I just got my 360, I think it was pretty, it was a while, a little bit ago, and his story sounded so much like mine, you know, except for I wasn't really talking shit about him, you know, I just, there may have been some lesser beings out there, you know, but anyway, it was funny, and so I hit him up in a private message and said, look, oh, I know why I did it now, because he mentioned he listens to tons of podcasts,
right?
That's why I did it. And so I sent him a private message and said, look, you know, I don't mean to whore myself out here, but you might want to check this out. You may not like it, you know, and I can understand and everything, but at least listen to the one where I discovered how good the 360 was, because you'll get a kick out of it, you know, just to hear somebody else with, like, almost the same story. It was pretty funny. So that's pretty cool to hear from him. And I actually saw that he posted on the forum the other day, but unfortunately, our forums are awfully slow, and usually it's just spammers and then me cleaning out the spammers. But I don't know. All it takes is a couple people to actually start posting on there for it to get going. But everybody tries, then they stop.
Right.
And then somebody else picks it up, and it's like, oh, I'll post all the time. And then nobody else replies, and then it picks up a little while later. I don't get it. We have another email here. This one's an actual email with, like, reviews and stuff, okay? So here we go. This is from Newfie. Hey, C4N Kobar. I have been listening for about a year now after I found you through some old Radio Freak America episodes. After just catching up on 10 episodes of...
Oh.
Damn you.
Oh, it's the cardinal sin.
It's the, yeah, this is worse than podcast here. Okay. It's not... And I don't know why this is so difficult. I don't know why this is so hard. Even my girlfriend says it.
Really?
Yeah, I heard it last week sometime, and I, like, jumped all over her shit about it. It's not gamer. There's not an extra R there, right? So we have, anyway, we have G-A-M-E-R radio. It's game, radio, or gamer. There's one R, and that last R is radio. Games and more entertainment radio. You even had a troubling time with it for quite some time, so I guess it really is confusing. I mean, this is all. I only have myself to blame. I thought it was clever at the time. Apparently it's backfiring, as is using, like, my own personal domain for it, instead of coming up with one specifically for the show.
Right.
You know, not like you can get gameradio.com or anything, you know, stuff like that's long since taken. This would just happen to be a joke of mine from high school, and it just happens to be where, you know, I, like, host my email and other random crap and just kind of threw the show on the website because it wasn't really doing anything, you know. So I decided to add to the community. I am signed up on the forums, but I haven't made a post yet. That's very common. I am also looking for a good free IRC client because all the ones I find have some retarded 30-day trial, and I don't want to deal with that shit. If you could give me a good suggestion, I'll probably piss away some time in your IRC channel. Also, I wanted to say I hate you guys for making me want a 360 so much, more than I did, and making me realize I'm broke. But I do have a wired controller I use on the PC, so I'm one step closer. But I did get a Wii for my birthday / Christmas, so I decided to do a game rundown. Now, wait a minute.
Oh, you poor bastard.
Is your birthday on Christmas?
Yeah, if it's close, they'll throw it together.
Dude, if you're within a month, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're screwed. Like, my mom, hers is, like, January 10th or 9th or something.
I was just she outside that, because I'm at the end of February. Or at the beginning of February.
Ooh, rather. You nice.
So slid right
nice,
into this.
Nice. Mine's fat, too. Mine's fat because it's before the holiday rush of games.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's right after all that. So it's like I get to, well, when I was a kid, like, collect all this, like, spendable money. You know, and then hold on to the fat holiday games. And if I didn't have enough to buy when they were first coming out, I had enough for them during the Christmas rush. It was great because I was again outside a month. You know, I was actually quite far, 2 months outside mm-hmm. of when Christmas would hit. It was a beautiful thing, being a little C4. let's see here. Where were we? Piss away time in IRC. That'd be good too. More people in there. 1, 2, 3, 6, more. Blah, blah. The wired controller. No, we are done. I know there was something I wanted to say though, mm-hmm. and I couldn't remember what it was. The wired controller. Good man.
Yes.
This thing rocks house. I love it. It's amazing. Wii Sports is the first game he talks about. Yes, the generic get used to the new controller game. This is overall a fairly redeeming game with a great amount of party and old person value. I say old person's value because my dad plays bowling like crazy and it greatly cuts down on my game time. This is made up for... Oh, no. You know, after my little tirade this morning, I mean, at the beginning of the show here, I sure hope, like, he doesn't play this crap with his dad in the room. Swearing and all that stuff. I feel bad now. This is made up for by the look on a person's face who hasn't played games in well over a decade, rediscovering them. Now on to the... That is awesome. Yeah. That is a great look, though. That is like, wow, I've saved a life. For me, golf and baseball are garbage. There is no greater look, I'll tell you. For me, golf and baseball are garbage. In golf, I can't take a big, huge 300-yard shot without its retarded slice-slash-hook-overpower bullshit kicking in and putting me out of bounds, so screw that game. Baseball is retarded for me. When I go to bat, the swing on screen seems to be a crucial tenth of a second off, and I miss every ball. That's like me in real life, by the way. It's embarrassing. Then when I'm up to pitch, no matter how fast I move the Wiimote, the pitch goes on to the same 60 miles per hour. Also, I can see myself throwing the Wiimote into my screen because you get way into baseball and actually think you're pitching and batting in real life. Now on to the more fun games. My favorite Wii Sports game has to be bowling. It has great replay value, it's fun alone or in a group, and it's just a good overall game. Although I have one complaint, it's impossible to throw a straight ball. If you throw with all your... right, it's all your might, I guess. It spins left... wait, if you throw... oh, no, no, no. If you spin with your right, it spins left and vice versa. But it can be forgiven. Boxing is a great game also. It's fun to play and has replay value. My biggest problem is that it seems friggin' impossible to throw a hook to the right place on a person's body, but a good game otherwise. Tennis is more of a group game. My problem with tennis is, again, the controls are a bit laggy, but it allows for some discrepancy, so it isn't that bad. Overall, I'd say it's a $28 game. I couldn't give it the $30 just because it seemed a little too high. Comments? On the different games, anyway.
Bowling's weird.
Bowling's very weird.
A lot of people are laughing about how flippin' easy it is. I have the same problem this guy does.
Me too, me too.
It hooks every frickin' time.
Yep, yep. Now, have you tried to use the controller in a different motion than that you're supposed to be bowling in just to test it? Okay. Because we saw that video.
Right.
You know, of these guys, like...
they do it in a very, like...
weird,
jerky, weird way.
Yeah, like they're fucking with the game is what they're doing. They found that you can throw a perfect strike every time. You know, they found a way to jack with the game, but that's no fun.
Right.
That's no fun to me. I wouldn't want that's akin to a cheat code, as far as I'm concerned. And that takes the fun out of it for me. If I know I can throw a strike every time by doing something weird with the controller, you know, and jerking it a certain way, that's lame to me. Now, Legend of Zelda. Oh, and boxing is fat, by the way. I cannot wait till they make a real boxing game or Punch Out Wii.
That's what they need.
Oh my god. That would be so dope.
I can't imagine they won't do that.
I mean, it almost seems unfathomable, but they always let us down, you know? Not always, but, you know, there's a lot of letdown out there.
Mm-hmm.
The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. Yes, the be-all, end-all, holy grail, bend over the table and just go with it game that Nintendo put out. Ever since Wind Waker, I wasn't too sure about the Zelda series. Minish Cap was not included because that game kicked ass. By the way, that game was done by Capcom,
wasn't
it? Yeah,
it wasn't even them.
Yeah. But this has brought me back to the fun that I had with the Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. I find the only way to play this game is on some super comfy surface that you can lie on for extended periods of time. For me, it's my bed and to lie on my... oh, for me, it's my bed to lie on, and my 27-inch CRT TV with mono sound, sitting on a fold-out chair and a jank computer chair, because the room that the TV is normally in has some bunk IKEA futon that has no padding and is way too small. Now back to the game. I find that he did like one paragraph on the game and like two on how much his setup sucks. I find that the controls when using a sword have a bit of a lag, and the spin attack doesn't like to work for me, but other than that, they are on the spot. I'm about 10 hours into the game and love it. It's fun, it's action-packed, and has some good puzzles. This is a definite pickup for either console, and I give it a 47 out of 50 just because it barely edged out the next review.
The only problem I have with the controls, or the biggest problem, is not the spin move, but like the special moves. Like you can stun somebody shield blocking.
Right.
And it's tough to make it do it right.
And it spins, right? Now, I brought this up to a dude at work who rubs it in my face every day that I don't have a Wii anymore and that he's going home to save Hyrule. Thank you. It's pretty funny. But he managed to beat it, and he did tell me a while ago. And I asked him about this, you know, and he did say, he said, I have no problem with it.
Really?
Yeah. So it must be something some of us are doing.
Yeah.
So, Trauma Center, second opinion. Okay, before we start, I will admit I am a fanboy for this game. I absolutely love Trauma Center. I purchased the DS version, finished it twice. Holy
damn.
Fuck. And bought the game just for the extra, like, 10 missions. Regardless, it's still a rock-solid game. The controls I found were a lot better on the Wii than the DS because you had all the surgery tools in one hand saving you those crucial tenths of a second when in the later levels where you needed them. The Wiimote was spot-on accuracy and never once complained about it being off-target. If every game had controls like this, the Wii would dominate the console war. A solid 40 out of 50 and 45 if you didn't play the DS version.
I agree wholeheartedly. I even give a higher number.
It sounds fat. Red Steel. Uh-oh. Utter crap. Played it once, returned it. Where the hell do you live that you can do that?
don't know.
Haven't looked back. At times I would find myself unable to play because the controller wouldn't be picked up by the sensor bar. The graphics are like those of mid-generation GameCube. And the number one problem, major, major loading, as in every 5 minutes having to stop. $5 out of $50, stay the hell away.
Yeah.
That's about what I've been hearing about that game, though. But I've been hearing it's bad.
He might have got it and it was scratched.
Oh, is this what they're saying is wrong with some of the games?
No, I'm saying that might be how he got it.
Oh, how he returned it? Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought this was like Sony's, it freezes so you don't play it all day.
Right.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
The PlayStation 3s, oh, they freeze up so people don't play them
all day. We made them do that.
Right, Sony.
Yes.
Right. Keep paying that PR firm, though.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking assholes. There you have it, my Wii game rundown. I look forward to many more episodes of Game Radio and many more... No, he didn't do it right. I did. Many more Wii game in my 360 this summer once I get a job because you guys have forced me into insanity to buy one. And yes, I will be buying a VGA cable because I have a nice 21-inch LCD monitor and a 5.1 sound on my PC that I want to use. Keep up the good work from your friend, Newfie. That is awesome.
Good man.
Yes, very good man. You are... I'm going to keep an eye on you. And thank you for the reviews. No, that's awesome. Because, see, we can't, believe it or not, we've discovered, can't play every game.
Mm-hmm.
Try as we might, and as much as we would love to, we don't get paid for this. We have to work shit jobs to barely scrape by as it is and do this for fun and whatnot. So it really, really does help a lot when people actually play games and help, you know, and contribute. I love it. Especially when they're, like, well put together. I didn't really stutter through that and have any problems. Now... Oh, and we have a little promo to play here for the Southern California Linux Expo deal. I can't... California area? Is that what it is? I can't remember. It's the scale thing. Let's play that real quick. It's about a minute long. It is something I think worth looking into. It's February 10th and 11th. We do have a lot of, ourselves included, Linux users that listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And some might be in the area or might want to travel to this area if it's not too terribly far. Like for us, it's not terribly far away.
A little too far, though.
Well, I mean, it'd be cool to go, but, like, I have to work, you know, because I have mega bills, because I have this video game addiction. See, I have this little problem. And you know what sucks the most? Okay, here's what sucks the most. This is what an asshole I am right here, okay? Wait, we haven't offended retards in a while, so this is what an asshole retard I am, okay? I know better than to buy up a PlayStation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I came across them lately. Like, everywhere I go, I see them now. And it crossed my mind for a couple... Well, because I could have picked it up for a 60-gig version for... Hold on, let me do the math. 460.
And you would have done what with it?
Yeah, that's what stopped me from doing it. I'm sitting there staring at it going, 460. And it was that I had play money on gift cards is what it was.
Uh-huh.
From something that I essentially didn't really buy. So I had... Basically, like $140, you know, that I pissed away on Microsoft Billy Bucks cards, so I didn't actually feel like I was getting ripped off for some of these arcade games that I just play too much for some reason. In any case, you know, it's not about what I would use it for now.
No.
It's about the future, you know. It's about that I would use it in the future. You know, well, we don't know yet, but there's a good chance it's going to be a valuable console in the future. Plus... I have high hopes for it having, one day, a VGA cable.
Mm-hmm.
And that might, one day, get me to play some of the PlayStation 2 games I wanted to play that I never got around to, and I'll never play now, I'm sure. You know, I mean, it'll be a pretty cold day in hell that actually happens. But I don't know. But of course I didn't do it, because, you know, sanity sunk back in. Because, in fact, I was standing right next to where I ran into that little Mexican kid. Yo, Carol, pit my ride! And I was like, no, I don't want to be that kid.
So, get up, PS3.
Buying the piece of shit thing just because you think it's cool because of all the flash and the advertisements, right? I didn't want to be that kid. What else did I have to say? Oh, I got my hands on one finally. Like not to play it. It was broken.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all. But yeah, imagine that.
Wow.
It weighs a fucking ton. Right. I did not realize this. It looks lightweight. Like, your PS2 is surprisingly lightweight.
Yeah.
You know? This thing weighs, I'm convinced, way more than my 360 does, which is pretty hefty.
The Wii is real freaking solid and heavy for its size,
too. It definitely is. It definitely feels like it's jam-packed, right? This thing, I mean, I'm like, okay, when I was holding it with my one hand and gripping it, like, I had to grip it like hell to not drop it.
Hmm.
I mean, like, I was really, now I'm a pussy. So don't think that the thing is like, you know, 50 pounds.
Sweating a little bit.
It's I'm a wuss, and I actually picked it up and held it like it was like a food tray or something, you know, like you're in line at like the cafeteria, and I was holding it like under my hands, so not like grabbing the sides, but like holding it underneath to make sure I didn't drop the damn thing. And the controller, I have never held such a colossal piece of shit in my life. It's weird. Okay, now first of all,
half an ounce piece of plastic.
Dude, it is. It feels like a toy. It feels like it's made from like Lego blocks, like just one solid Lego block, you know? It really is super, super light. Now, I kind of dig, not as much as I like the 360 triggers. Okay.
Right.
But Microsoft, that's the only place. Well, no. The D-pad, they boned up on the 360 controller. Okay. It's not the greatest. It's still better than Sony's, in my opinion, but they could have done a lot better. But the triggers on the 360, they feel nice. I like them. And I like the bumper buttons they have too. But what I don't like is how they work. It's an axis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they fucked up on the 360 controller. It shouldn't be each, the triggers share the axis. One of the you know?
Right.
So it jacks up a lot of games.
Oh, yeah.
It's really stupid.
Especially in Windows.
Well, I don't mean 360 games. They all work fine.
Right.
But in Windows, you're trying to use this on a computer, and the computer only sees it as this particular axis, okay? Your Z-axis triggers are the triggers. So if you hit them both, it dead zones it. You know? So it's like you're not hitting either or. You know? It's really, really fucking stupid. In any case, that aside, Sony has, like, lowered their R2 and L2 buttons just like a little bit and kind of extended them to kind of make them triggers, and it was an improvement, okay, for a controller that I can't stand. At least they improved one thing on it.
At least they have real pressure-sensitive buttons now.
For the triggers.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Now, of course, there's that whole no rumble thing, and I think it makes it super fucking light. Like, I gotta get my hands on, like, an old-school Dreamcast controller now. Or not Dreamcast, Sega Genesis controller. Mm-hmm. I cannot remember the weight of these things now, but I want to grab one now and compare it to these new controllers to see.
I think they were pretty light, but they're also smaller and thinner, and we were smaller. And...
Right, exactly. You know, I do think they were damn light, but I mean this thing is it feels like I could twist it in half,
mm-hmm.
like just put my hands on it like I'm playing a game and twist in opposite directions and it would just rip apart. It's not going to happen,
right?
But it is. Very cheesy feeling and very cheap. Like, you would drop it and it would just, like, obliterate anything on the inside of it,
mm-hmm.
but it would look okay physically. You know what I mean? It feels like that. Like, it was just a cheap-ass piece of shit. It is way lighter than a wired 360 control, which is damn light.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if you don't think
it is... I
like
that heft of the wireless controller.
I'm used to it now, and I do kind of like it, but I have decided I like the wired better.
Really?
The only feature I don't... Well, it's because... It doesn't have this battery pack on the back.
Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of the weight comes from.
That's right. It is. But and I have to give it to Microsoft for letting us change our own batteries and whatnot. Like the PlayStation 3, there's no battery pack there. It's all inside.
Oh, really?
You need to like send that shit out to get it fixed. You can't buy I've never seen batteries for them.
Oh, I see. When it stops taking a charge.
Right. When that battery dies, you're screwed. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't mind changing up my battery packs. I can just run to the store and pick one up real quick. I don't have to, like, send it off to Sony and you know, do some kind of warranty repair thing or whatever. Fuck that.
I can have multiple battery packs for the same controller.
Shocking. And I like the idea. However, you know, it gets in my way of my fingertips.
Really?
Only sometimes. Mm. Only something. Like, okay, if I'm, like... half-assing something, you know, or watching like a full motion video, you're holding onto the control enough to hold it, but you're like not gripping it like when you're actually playing. And when you're trying to relax, your fingers have nowhere to go because they bump into where the battery pack is.
Right.
And so I can't like loosely hold the controller comfortably. Now, one thing that Zombie pointed out to me was you can hold the 360 controller, either one of them, comfortably with one hand with a very loose grip, and it's not going to like fall out of your hand, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it has a design where it almost stays in your hand, right? Because it kind of cups things. The PS3 controller naturally doesn't have this because they use their same old design. And, I mean, it just adds to, like, the cheapness of the feel of the damn thing. I'm not pleased with this controller at all. I couldn't believe it. I was really upset. I mean, especially after holding the PS3 itself. Right. And then picking up the controller, and I almost, like, threw it in the air just picking it up because it was so light.
Stayed up there!
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know. I have problems with controls. So, somebody, make me an adapter. PS, you know, 360 to PS2 and 3 adapter. I would love it or whatever.
They had them for the Xbox and the PS2.
They have them the other way. I've never seen an Xbox controller on a PlayStation. I've never
really?
Seen that. Yeah, never seen it. But I have seen PlayStation controls on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen Xbox controls on anything except for PC.
So many people just dig the hell out of it. I have no idea why.
No, I don't think it's they actually dig the hell out of it. I think it's this that they happen to own PlayStations and buy extra controls a lot, so they think it's the thing to buy. That's mm-hmm. what I think.
And they're just so
I'm
used
probably
to it.
Wrong, but, you know, yeah.
I like a change every now and then, personally.
I could pretty much live with a 360 controller for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, I mean, there's not a lot I'd change on it. I would fix the D-pad, I'd fix the triggers, mm-hmm. and I'd get rid of the battery pack somehow. That's about it. Everything else works for me with it. I really, really like the design of it. Everything seems to be all right. Whew. Speaking of the Xbox 360, Xbox 360 fans, if you haven't bought one yet, and you've been listening to us go on and on and on, there is, you know, that whole 65-nanometer chip they're working on. You know, we've been talking about this here and there for mm-hmm. quite some time. I have heard that this has been delayed until mid-2007. So, you're going to be waiting, you know? Right, you're going to be waiting a while. There's also that rumor of a 120-gigabyte drive, and we still haven't seen any hard proof of this yet. Okay? Now, to me, 120 gigs is new. Because I was hearing 100 gigs before.
Mm.
And I even saw that, like, what looked faked screenshot.
And I was considering 80 gigs to be the next logical step.
You would think. But, right, it'd still be more than the PS3 even. Mm-hmm. Okay. But, yeah, I don't know. I have less of a problem with this the more I think about it. 20 gigs is what the drive you have for the 360 is currently, right? And at first, I whined and bitched, like, oh my god, I can't put anything on there. But I'm sitting still on 13 gigs free. That's a lot of save games.
Right, but wait until there's 150 arcade games.
Okay, in 3 years.
Yeah?
In 3 years, maybe. Maybe. 3 years, maybe. Okay, probably closer to 4 years we'll have that many arcade games. Just so you know.
Sure.
Now, how many games did you say? I already forgot. 150?
Yeah, 150.
At most of them are less than 50 megs, too. You know, there's a lot of 20s and 25 meg games in there. They'll fit on there, I bet.
Sure, but you'll have shit like who knows how many God of War or Gears of War
expansion pack type things downloaded, right? Well, you know, you could always delete a game that you haven't played in forever. You know what I mean? Like if you haven't played, you know, Bejeweled in 6 months, there's a good chance you can free up that 30 megs.
Right.
And it's not like you can't just download it again later for free anyway if you actually found it you wanted to play it. You know, as far as video storage goes, you're not holding on to a whole lot of videos unless you're buying a ton of TV shows, which you can download later anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the service is very quick. It's very fast, you know? So if you needed to re-download something, you can. I don't know. I haven't seemed to come across a problem with it yet. Granted, I haven't had it for very long, but I have played every demo they've had out there. I've downloaded them all. I've got more arcade games than I know what to do with. I've got demos of the arcade games. I downloaded every, like, free theme and gamer picture you can find. Free content for games I don't have.
Right.
Like, I download everything I can possibly shoehorn onto this damn thing, and I've still got 13 gigs free right now.
I still think you start getting a lot of patches and map packs.
No,
and
the patches, don't they take up that reserved 4 gigs of space?
Well, eventually you're going to need it. That'll fill up.
Maybe. I don't think so. I really don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Okay, it could happen, granted. But they seem to be doing a damn good job of working with this limited space.
Sure. And I think a lot of it is just the shock that we're used to using these gigantic hard drives.
That's what I think it is. That's exactly what I think it is. Because when I see a 20-gig hard drive, I laugh. Microsoft probably had to cut a deal with some company. Look, I'll take all those drives that you have sitting in your warehouse that nobody's bought for 5 years,
yeah,
and we'll put them in the 360. You know, I swear to you. You can't find these damn things, okay? You can't even buy one, I swear to you. Okay? So, of course, I laugh at it. And this is why I think everybody's up in arms about how small it is now. It's just because we have terabyte drives now from Hitachi. You know,
right.
We've got the 750-gig drives. You know, I've got 400-gig drives here. We both have a 400-gig drive,
mm-hmm,
don't we? Right. So that's massive storage. But
just
we're
one of them.
Storing all kinds of shit. Exactly. One drive out of many around here at both our places. We're used to those huge numbers.
Mm-hmm.
This is a controlled environment. Therefore, we can work with a lot less. And this is why I think it's okay. I don't think we're going to have a problem here.
I think we will eventually. I really do.
Eventually we may. But that's years down the road.
Sure.
Years down the road. Now, I, just for fun, like the other day, like I usually sit at maybe 3 or 4 gigs free on it. And it's because I pack rat demos. I mean, I download a 2 gig demo and hang on to it and play it, like, you know, every so often, you know. The Tony Hawk one's a good example. I play that one every so often. I just fire it up, skate around that one little demo park, and that's 600-700 megs or something, right? Well, the other day, somebody was talking about this again, about the drive size, and I thought to myself, all right, well, let's see what I'm really actually using. Let's just say I had to free up as much space as possible for whatever reason. So I said, fuck it, you know, and deleted everything I don't use. Everything. I deleted videos I was saving. I even deleted that one video you can't download anymore, the Emergence Day one from Cliffy B, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you can now. Maybe you actually can still get that. I'm not... So anyway, I deleted everything. Okay, I didn't format the drive because there's... Fucking assholes, they're save games you can't copy to a memory card. Yeah, so I couldn't format the drive just to wipe it clean, just to see, you know, and then copy my save games back, right, because I have them on a little memory card.
Mm-hmm.
So I deleted everything that I am not using. I deleted every theme, and I use one of the default themes. I like Carbon, but I actually left the Gears of War theme on there just because I don't think you can download it anymore. I deleted every... Dude, there were 66 gamer picture packs on there, or game... You know what I mean?
Right.
You go to Gamer Pictures and it says 66. I've got it down to, like, the Doom pack, the one I got from buying Pac-Man, because that's the one I use, and I think that's it. Like, I've just deleted everything. I deleted every theme, yeah, except for the one from Gears of War. I deleted every demo, every video. I freed up the space from the movie I downloaded, which you can't watch again anyway. It just, it keeps it there on your drive and just says you can't watch this.
Right.
And I'm at 13 gigs, and I own, like, 14 arcade games now or something. I have a fuck ton of them.
The problem I have is that every once in a while you're going to have to do that. It's nice to be able to hold on to these demos that you might want to play later.
You could buy another hard drive.
Yeah, for $100.
For $100. Okay. What about... Okay, it will take an external hard drive for media and stuff. I mean, you could USB in another hard drive. You're not going to be able to have save games and demos on there, but you can put all your media and videos on there, though, I believe.
I don't give a fuck about all that, though. It's the demos that are going to take up a lot of space.
You're not going to have, like, a 20-gig demo, though. You're going to have a 1.5-gig demo.
Right, but I could have, like, 20 of them.
Download them again.
I don't want to.
It takes all of, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Maybe an hour.
I want to be able to just press that button and boom, I'm playing the demo of this.
Well, then you get yourself a subscription to official Xbox Magazine. And they give you the demos, the discs, with the demos on them. And therefore, you don't have to store them anymore yourself. You can get them on discs.
Sure.
I mean, that's one way to go, and it's like $25 a year. That's not that bad. 4 years of demos would buy you one 20-gig hard drive. It's worth it. In fact, dude, I swear I reactivated my subscription to them and never got an issue. I swear I did, but I can't find where I got billed. So I'm pretty sure I had a dream that I resubscribed to Xbox Magazine. In any case, the Xbox Zephyr, this is supposedly the new 360. No, not like Xbox 3. I mean, this was like the redone. And this is, at this point...
Version 2.
Right, okay. This is the one, I guess, that has the HDMI jack on it for all you video people out there. I guess audio runs through that too. I had no idea. Now Microsoft. Okay, there's pictures all over. And months ago, I saw pictures of a motherboard. Okay, of an Xbox 360 motherboard that had the HDMI port on it. Now, fast forward 6 months to today, we've got this Xbox in a case and everything. Now we've seen pictures out there, high res pictures too. These are nice of an Xbox with the HDMI port on it. And the only weird thing about it is it's switched from the one I saw before. Like, where the HDMI and the USB connector is like in the place where the network card and something else is on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's just like they switched it for whatever reason.
Might have been a space issue for something.
Who knows? You know, whatever. In any case, it looks the same, though. You know what I mean? It's like, unless these are two real good fakes that decided to basically copy each other, that's pretty amazing. Now, Microsoft's official statement: we have seen all types of claimed leaked photos like this show up online, and as a standard policy, we don't comment on speculative items.
Which is not an these are fake.
So, right. So whatever the fuck that means. Now, my understanding is there is, these things are out there, and the code name Zephyr, I guess, the Xbox 360 update, however, everything I've seen of this, now I've seen video, there's video. Did you watch that video?
No.
No, I couldn't remember if we saw it or not. Okay, I saw, watch this video. The video clearly shows this special Xbox, okay, playing fucking Cameo. Mm-hmm. And the guy like shows the little cable, like he goes, you know, from the Xbox to the TV or the monitor, and he kind of zooms back, and you can see the whole setup. It's a dev kit, though. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I can say in Microsoft's defense. It's not a retail Xbox.
This quote here is not these are fake. I mean,
he's just we're not going to talk about it.
Right.
Right. So I don't know what to think about this now.
It makes no sense to me to put out a new version. And not have the HDMI.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely. Especially because this is one more thing they can take from Sony.
Right.
You know, this is one of Sony's things that they're just like, look, we have HDMI, they don't, screw you, Microsoft. Look what they did with 1080p. We do 1080 progressive, you don't, screw you, Microsoft. Fuck yourselves, Sony. We do 1080p too now. And they can't say that anymore. Now, the problem is it's already gotten in people's heads, you know?
Well, yeah, and the huge number of people that have a 360 right now can't do HDMI.
Right, which is a real letdown.
But they might be able to pull something off. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, and pretty much, here's how I see it. It's not an issue. A, I'm not using HDMI. B, I'd love to have the slot. C, my Xbox is going to break at some point, and I have a warranty, so I'm going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. And you're not going to have them both for sale. You're going to have the new one, the Zephyr, replacing what's on the shelves.
It's cheaper.
Right. Don't expect this for the next long time. This is, I'll tell you right now, if you're thinking about buying a 360 and waiting for this, don't bother. Yeah, don't bother waiting. Don't bother.
Unless you really, really are into the whole HD movie thing.
Yeah.
And then you're going to want the HDMI, because didn't Hollywood say they were trying to make it so you can't watch HD movies without HDMI? Because there's some kind of piracy code that it uses.
Dude, did you see that that HD DVD backup? Or no, backup HD DVD?
Uh-uh.
Holy shit. This guy, what's his name? Muselix64 he whipped up a little program, right? It's all command line at this point. And it will copy that movie to your drive, but everybody was calling bullshit, right? Now, he put out a video on YouTube showing that he had the program and that it copied a couple different movies to his computer, and he shows it playing. Mm-hmm. And he hinted about how he did it because he's trying to not break the law. Nobody knows what country he's in. He very well could be here in the United States, and they'll arrest him and throw him in jail for watching a movie. Okay? Yeah, I know. Fucking stupid asses. Anyway, he's got this program. It's called Backup HD DVD. And it will copy the movie to your computer using... He used the Xbox 360 HD DVD on his computer to do it. Right? How fat is that? I almost picked up one of these things when I heard that. I was like, holy shit. You know? But then it occurred to me, wait a minute, I'm not going to be renting or watching or encoding movies. But it's cool still, nonetheless, to fuck around with. So everybody called bullshit on him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said fuck you and released a version like 0.99 of the file, and it didn't work for a lot of people, but some guys figured out where the thing was missing and, you know, what to do. Anyway, he said, you know, like January 1st, and dude, you read the forums, they're like, yeah, right, no way, this guy's bullshit, he'll never post here again. January 1st, he put up version 1.0, and it apparently it works, but he doesn't want to go to jail.
Right.
So he left out the part where you would put in the decryption code. Every movie apparently has... there's all kinds of different codes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's claims to have found a way, and he said it's easy, kind of. Like, he said it was kind of easy for him to figure out, and it was easier than he thought it would be, to figure out how to get the code per movie. And they're different. Now, the fucked thing about... what's it called? Oh, crap. I forgot. AACS, mm-hmm. Right? The fucked up thing about it is they have a ban list on keys, right? So you go out and you go buy an HD DVD player tomorrow, and you rent, let's just say, a movie, and you put that movie, a new movie. Let's say you rent something that just came out on video, you know, on HD DVD. You put that in your player, it updates the ban list. Now, if Hollywood finds out Talladega Nights, the code is out, okay? They add the Talladega Nights code to the ban list and say this HD DVD player cannot play this movie. Well, this one with this code, and it has to now use this code because I guess it has different ways of using different codes somehow. And they can update the list in your player. Now, some people have done some research into the specifications of this. There's only 1 megabyte, supposedly, of space reserved to update this ban list.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking at some point, if they just release every single movie, they can't update the ban list anymore because it's going to be every movie and it'll get too big. And that's a lot of text.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 megabyte of text is a lot of fucking movies. So good luck with that one, okay? But
well, and
it's really interesting to me, though. You know, I don't know why I was all over this when it happened. I just thought it was really neat. Now, the guy hasn't released a program that'll get you the code, though, because that would land his ass in jail.
Right.
He's released a program that will essentially utilize the code once you get it and decrypt it and dump it to your drive, though, so you have a piece of the puzzle, right? So what's happening now, though, is people are trying to get together and figure out at least one movie's code. And they can distribute that one movie, and people can fuck with it.
And man, if they're already this far...
Dude, I know. How awesome is that?
Broken now, wide open.
I know. Now, the worst part about it is I thought to myself at the time, this is going to sell so many HD DVD drives for the 360. It's going to be disgusting.
And it did. they've sold like mad.
They have sold quite a few. I've actually seen them on the shelves in various places in town, so it's not like they're like impossible to find. But they've sold more than I thought they would, for sure. But this certainly is a shot in the arm for them. Plus, in my outlook, and in a lot of people's outlook, this is a reason to go with HD DVD over Blu-ray. You know what I'm saying? Now, Blu-ray actually uses AACS encryption protection also. However, there's something called like DD Plus or something where they can change the encryption algorithm somehow. It's some kind of like freaky network thing where your shit has to get hooked up to the internet.
Fuck that.
No, that's bullshit. Fuck you.
God damn
No, I do not want to be a part of that. No way, you know.
Next we're going to get sued for having our friend on the couch watching the movie with us.
Seriously,
because they didn't buy the DVD.
That's public viewing right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really bullshit. Now, I got sent an email about this, and I can't remember from who, but it doesn't matter anyway, because I saw this before I got sent the email, and I wrote it off as crap before I got the email, and this made me look at it a second time. I want to say it was probably Spets that sent me this email. It was for the XFPS 360. There's a review of it over at maxconsole.net. If you, I didn't tell you URL it, if you can figure out what I'm talking about, change the last number in the URL to 13,000, and just pull up another story and change the number to 13,000. Mm-hmm. You'll find the review on this thing. Basically, it's about $80. This little black box plugs in USB to your Xbox 360, and it has two USB ports on it, a keyboard, a mouse, PS2 port, and, of all fucking things, a port for a goddamn PlayStation 2 DualShock.
You fuckers.
I know. I know. So anyway, you can use those things on your Xbox 360. Now, at first, I mean, like, when I originally saw it, I was like, oh, this cannot work well at all. This is bullshit. You know, this can't. But then, you know, we got the email, and I looked at it again, and I figured, well, you know, we'll look into it and talk about it on the show. And we watched video of them using it. There's a video on the site now of them using it, and it looks good.
It looks pretty damn good.
It looks way better than I thought. It doesn't work with a couple. They had a couple problems. Like, they couldn't use a generic PS2 controller like they said, you know, use an official Sony PS2 DualShock.
Right. Who the fucks care about that, though? Fuck you guys.
Yeah, I know, whatever. I know. And they don't know if it works with every keyboard and mouse, you know. But, like, the biggest deal is going to be that you have to have an Xbox 360 wired controller to use it. Something about having it plugged in kicks it in, you know, and the Xbox, like, realizes there's shit hooked up and it detects this thing.
I'm really not sure I know a single person that has a 360 that doesn't have a wired controller.
I met some kid the other day that has one, or that doesn't have one.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know him.
Like, almost
everybody I know has one, right?
Almost everybody buys one for the PC.
For the PC, right. Yeah. Both of us included, months before getting a 360.
Oh, yeah.
I happened to run into some kid one day that didn't have one when I was explaining how to do it, and he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, this guy's playing Call of Duty 3, I think it was.
Yeah, it looked like it.
It actually looked really, done.
It did. It looked pretty smooth. Now, unfortunately, there was no adjustment as far as the sensitivity goes. Like, you cannot tell the box, bump up my mouse a little bit, which would be the fat addition to that thing. That would be the selling feature for it for me, because you're now limited to how fast the game lets you turn.
But there's gaming mice that have sensitivity built into them.
Right.
Buttons. That might work.
That might help. I'm not so sure. I would love to play around with one, you know, just to see if it would fit my needs, okay? But, I mean, you have the best solution. We don't need an $80 box.
It's got two USB ports right in the fucking front of the thing. Just let me plug them in!
I know. Come on, Microsoft. I mean, God damn it.
Well, and I wonder if it's Microsoft's fault or if it's the game developer's fault.
It can't possibly be the game developer's fault. It can't possibly be, because you know guys out there like Carmack are like, I can't believe these people want to play this with a controller. Fine. I'll do the code anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This can't be. That can't be the reason. That can't be the truth. It's got to be Microsoft. No, no, no. It's a game console. We don't want to, like, you know, ruin our games for Windows. Okay, Microsoft, if we had more time, the plan for the show today was to have a giant PC versus consoles discussion. That was the plan. Unfortunately, we don't have the time to get into this.
Right.
But, well, let me sum up my side in one sentence. Cut the throat. Just cut the fucking throat right there.
See, I'll sum up mine is the same sort of thing. You're paying $2,000 for a gaming rig when all you're really getting is $60 in keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, you know, honestly. Now, Do you want to just do... I can't believe we're this running out of time here, but I really don't want to go over. I'm tired of these long-ass shows, and a lot of people don't like them. Some people do. Do you want to do the games next week?
I can throw in Super Swing Golf.
Go ahead.
Super Swing Golf, I rented this for the Wii. I didn't put a whole lot of time into it, so that's why I can just rush through it.
Oh, okay.
This is more of a preview type thing.
Okay.
Really, when you're playing a game like this, you have to like golf. Because right. You're in your fucking living room, and you're pulling back, and you're swinging away.
Right.
And it's pretty cool. I mean, at first I sucked, and I had to question, you know, is it the game sucking, or is it me sucking?
Right.
And it turned out it was me. So if you like golf,
you don't like slice or hook the ball fucked up. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Like well no. I mean like in bowling, right? On the Wii bowling.
Okay, no. It's depending on like how you follow through is part of it.
Okay.
So like if you follow through all funky, just like in real golf, that means your swing was fucked up and it's gonna go all funky.
Okay.
But
does it seem like it's actually detecting that you really, really hooked your shot?
No. What it seems to be the biggest thing is how hard you swung.
Oh, okay.
You set the power up to go 100 yards, but you didn't swing hard enough to go 100 yards. It's going to slice all funky.
Oh.
It's going to still probably go pretty far.
Right.
But it's gonna slice funky. Or let's say you said to go 60 yards, but you really swung that thing hard. It's gonna fuck it up.
Okay.
Mostly it's just golf.
Right.
But I mean, if you're into that sort of thing, this could be quite a fun game.
It's like cutesy anime characters or something?
A little. It's kind of cutesy.
Is it as bad as like that Albatross game, Albatross 18? The MMO, the golfing MMO?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Okay. That looks really cute.
Some of the characters will like swing like, this lady uses like mallets, like big croquet mallets.
Yeah, that was the word I was searching for. Okay.
Yeah, and weird stuff like that instead of regular golf clubs and stuff like that. It's actually pretty cool, though. I mean, if you're into golf, this might be one to pick up.
Okay. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we should just do everything we have on paper here, just to clean the slate for next week. Because next week, maybe we should have a giant discussion here. Maybe we'll just go a little bit long this time.
I also played Tony
Hawk. Wait. You never gave it a rating. Oh, well, it was kind of a preview.
Yeah, it didn't really play enough to give it a good rating.
The one thing I did want to make sure that you said, only because it was interesting, was it has a single-player campaign.
Yes, it has a story mode.
Oh, that's
You're either a guy or a girl, and you're, like, the top player on this little island, and there's some tournament going on, and you're going to make it to the top. It has almost like a Pokemon without the catch-em-all type feel to it. You know what I mean?
Right. It seems pretty damn cool, because everything I've seen about it looks really neat. For golf.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job. They really did.
You know, but I mean, you can take that as like, you know, sure, you can get, you know, you can have a pretty fun Asteroids. You know, nobody thought it could be great until we saw something like Geometry Wars.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not that drastic for golf.
What really needs to happen is just like many other Wii games, this felt like it would be a lot more fun with a friend.
Right.
Sitting in the living room playing against each other instead of against the computer.
This is a problem for me with the Wii. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing it's a great, great party console, and if it's not now, it will be, because you're going to get Super Smash Brothers and yada, 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 Mario Kart, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, all these games really feel like they should be playing together.
If I could, I would live in a cave. Sealed. Where people could just drop food in through a tube. You know,
and a fat T1 just pumping through one of the rocks.
Exactly, and I wouldn't ever have to see people, you know, or the sun ever again. And I would seriously do this. Now, the Xbox would be the console I would take with me, the 360, because that T1 I've got plugs right into that bad boy, and I can play these multiplayer games. The Wii, I tend to not. You're the only person I see during the week, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Okay? So I don't play a lot of party games and whatnot, but I like to, particularly if I don't have to see the person. Okay? Mm-hmm. This includes... Oh, man. See, here I get to make some kind of a racist comment. Black guys with their shirt off playing Uno on Xbox Live. Okay? Now, in any case... It's funny because it's true, people, all right? You don't see a bunch of Asian dudes playing Uno with their shirt off. You don't see it. I'm sorry. It's just... In any case.
Maybe we should switch to the movies, because we're...
Well, I mean, if we go another half an hour, that's not very long.
I don't think I had half an hour going.
No, okay. Okay, we'll just jump to the movies then. Beer Fest. I got to, hell yeah, we can do this. I saw Beer Fest, and I actually liked it. Okay.
I am apparently the only one that didn't, so I apologize.
Yes. No, that's good, because there is a lot of people that do agree with your movies, you know, mm-hmm. like the way that you see movies and whatnot. And I actually got, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 875. Okay, and at one point while I was watching, I had it up to as high as a 650. Mm-hmm. Okay, but then something happened, and I'm pretty sure it was the part where the brother came and stepped in, and I was just like, oh, God. I mean, it wasn't all that bad. There was a couple good jokes in there for that.
Sure.
Like when he's fucking his wife, that was hilarious, okay? But the rest of it was just, I don't know, parts of the movie fell flat. It was pretty funny overall, though, for me. Now, I paid $3 to watch this movie. Mm-hmm. At the time, it was only, and I don't understand how this works, okay, this was the first movie I had got from the Xbox Live Video Marketplace, okay? When I was totally stoked to see a movie up there that I wanted to watch, didn't know was out yet on DVD, really. Like, even though you said, like, it just occurred to me that maybe you saw it in the theater or something for some reason?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. I just was, like, shocked, and I thought to myself, wow, I'm going to watch this on the Video Marketplace. Now, at the time, and I don't understand what happened, I swear to you, I paid $3 to watch this movie. It was 240 points. I know it is, based on how many points I have left, and how many I had before I downloaded it. So I don't know why, but now if you look, it says 320 points.
Which is $4.
Right, which is $4 US. And on the forum, they said they pulled it because they didn't have the high-definition version ready or something like that. But it's not on there now. So I don't understand exactly what happened. I'm pretty sure what happened was they typoed it, right, realized, don't people like these kind of movies, and put it out, you know, for a little bit more money later on. But it was the standard definition version I watched, and it looked damn good. Now, also, I wanted to mention that it stopped me at 3% and said, bam, ready to watch. So, essentially,
I was going to ask if you were actually streaming it or...
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Now, see, I intended not to. My intention was to hit download and then go play Geometry Wars for an hour and a half or however long and then watch it. And instead, it just said, click here to watch. And I tried to force it to download the whole thing. Like, I sat there, and I was like... waiting to see what would happen, and like it won't go on, right?
Really?
Now what I think was happening was they're just hiding the fact that it's still downloading from me, mm-hmm. because when you look at the, like, my recent downloads, it'll show that it's there, but it all it says is like play. You can never watch it. You can't, I mean, like, watch the progress, right? And if you look at your Xbox storage, if you go to like the system blade and look at memory and then movies, it says 1.3 gigs like immediately though, mm. you know, like it reserved the space kind of
right.
thing. So I wasn't quite sure what was happening. And now Zombie, I remember him telling me he downloaded some movie. He watched some movie. I remember him telling me that it went to 18%. And then it told him he could watch it. So I fully expected to wait for a while.
Mm-hmm.
This got to 3% and told me to go ahead and watch it. And so I said, fuck it, I'm going to test this fucker then. You know, if it's going to make me watch it now. Dude, not a hiccup during the entire time. The only problem I had, fucking assholes hopping on and off Xbox Live. I was getting a little notification window popping up. You know, that was
right.
really took me out of the movie. But overall, it was really funny. My problem with the movie is that the incredibly few... I mean, it completely lacked, as far as I'm concerned, really. There was maybe two quotable lines. Mm. In a comedy, that's essentially what I'm going to pull out of a comedy
especially
movie.
Especially a comedy like that.
Right, yeah, definitely.
This cheesy yeah. kind of...
yeah. Now, I have to take issue with the terrible CGI beer at the very end. Okay? I noticed that, dude, yeah. Right away at the end, I was like, what the hell happened all of a sudden? Because it was almost like they ran out of money for, like, maybe the rest of the beer they were drinking, the whole movie was fake.
A lot of the beer was real.
It had to be. Because
I was watching creating or, like, behind-the-scenes thing on the DVD.
Oh, okay.
And, they had a real contest between the people who were playing the Germans, and they were all drinking real beer and
Holy
doing it really fast.
Shit.
They trained or something.
That's awesome. I don't know. I was really into the movie, though. I thought it was really, really funny. I had a good time watching it. And I was shocked. I kept expecting it to go horribly wrong at some point, and I was like, well, I don't know what to say, but maybe watch it again or alone or something. I thought it was pretty funny, though. You refuse to watch Snakes on a Plane.
I do. I won't even do it.
Why? You have to. It's Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson.
No.
It's bad.
It's Snakes on a plane.
It is bad. I watched this finally, and I could not believe that I actually sat through this movie. And it was so bad, I pretty much gave up like 15 minutes in, you know? I mean, I just like started playing games and was like, whatever. And every now and then I'd kind of glance at it.
Oh, because you watched the whole thing, but just not really.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. Now, this is my test for movies. I turn
right.
them on. I give them, you know, I give them a bit. I give them a little while to go, and then if I find myself, like, I could play a game and follow it. It's got to be there's something wrong with this movie.
Right.
You know, or, and some movies, they have me looking back and forth. Well, fuck, this movie's good and I want to watch parts of it, but it gets pretty boring, so I play games in between or whatever. Then there's movies like, I almost said Reservoir Dogs. What's that one? Boondock Saints.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, you're way sucked into a game and you cannot play it because
mm-hmm.
you're watching the movie. It sucked you away from it completely, okay? Now, Snakes on a Plane was like repellent for the TV, you know? I couldn't do it. It was bad. I'm going to have to go, seriously, like $1.50, and it only gets that because of Samuel L. Jackson. He's got a line or two that's pretty good, you know? That's pretty funny. The snakes are very CGI. I mean, you can tell that they're super animated. They just totally look out of place. And yeah, okay, well, we'll give Samuel L. Jackson a dollar. And then there was there was hot boobies in it.
Oh.
So there is, well, kind of.
Titties are always worth 50
titties
cents.
Titties were nice, yeah, yeah. So I got to throw them down for that. They tried to save the movie, I think. You know, they threw some nudity in there. some blonde chick running around getting bit in a boobie, of course.
Nudity is exactly what this next movie needed, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah, and the last movie was Dead or Alive. Laugh all you want. It was a pretty decent movie.
No.
Yes, it was.
It was
surprisingly not as bad as it should have been. How's that?
Maybe.
It should have been ass.
It reminded me of, like, video games of old. This was like, this was like the Super Mario Brothers fucking movie.
Yeah. It was kind of like that, huh? Right. But it wasn't all bad because it was filmed very well. I mean, as far as like the quality was. You know, like Mario Brothers looks like ass. It was on a VHS tape. Now we've got a DVD to work with here.
Sure.
So the quality is nice. The girls are hot. And there's some damn funny shit in there. I watched it as if I was watching a comedy, though. And I really enjoyed this movie. Now, not so much that, like, I was sucked into it and I couldn't play a game and watch at the same time. But seriously, enough that, like, I was pausing my game an awful lot to watch this movie.
Okay. There's not a B cup higher than a B cup in the whole damn movie, and it's
that
DOA.
That is a problem. I don't know why they picked some of these chicks.
There's so many actresses out there that would have done just a good job with big old titties.
Yeah. And would have really fit the bill.
Yeah.
But, and the chick they had playing Kasumi, I can't stand. I didn't really like her at all. She's my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the chick they had only looked hot sometimes. You know, like only she had to be looking at a certain angle and the lights had to be low, you know.
Yeah, she kind of a funky face.
There's something wrong with it. And I couldn't handle it, you know. But they had, what's that chick's name that played Tina in there? Jamie Presley?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was in there and she was so funny. Wrestling her dad. You know, and that scene when she's in bed with Christy was a riot. As long as you found somebody you can, you know, share love with, honey, or whatever. And she's like, no. And she's making those jokes about sleeping naked and all. I mean, that was funny shit. I was laughing my ass off.
I think the movie would have done a lot better if they had ditched the last part where all of a sudden they tried to
make
a plot.
That's where the movie fell apart for me. Yeah. Is where all of a sudden they had... See?
I'll give you that. If they had just left it like this tournament...
Yeah,
movie.
It would have been cool.
I would have given it a lot.
But
more.
When they're saving the world all of a sudden, you know, and it's trying like to stop the bad guy and all that, no, it really, really lost major points.
And it just all of a sudden happened.
Yeah, it was pretty lame. I also didn't like that one douchebag, the guy that was working with the bad guy, the kid,
right?
That was way into Helena,
right?
I did not like him at all. He really.
She was fucking hot, by the way.
She was pretty hot.
Helena.
She was pretty hot.
Ooh.
But he really brought the movie down.
Right.
You know, for me anyway. And by far and away, you're right, though. By far and away, the worst part about this movie, which is saying something good about the movie, if they only blew at the end...
But they blew hard at the end.
They really did blow it hard. But, I mean, the way they set up the tournaments and the fights was cool.
Sure.
I thought it was neat. I really liked how they monitored them. And it looked like you were playing DOA. Mm-hmm. The way they had, like, life bars and shit. You know, it was neat in the way they chose the combatants and set up the tournament. And the backstory of that was all good. I was shocked this movie didn't suck. And we get to the end, and I was just like, what the fuck just happened? And there's that long fight at the end, which wasn't even all that bad.
No.
You know, and it was a good idea. It was just that, yeah, they're like, oh my God, they're saving the world all of a sudden, which was pretty terrible. It wasn't as bad as it should have been. And I swear to you, if they would have come up with an alternate ending, like something else, if they would have done something different.
Just let someone win the tournament and be done with it.
Ta-da! Go home. That's what it should have been. Not
and
saving
bigger titties.
The world, really.
So we have
titties.
And fighting, and boom, you got a decent action movie.
And I would have gone with probably a solid 6 out of that. Maybe 650 out of that. If we just had enlarged bosoms and a tournament, it may have been better. I enjoyed myself. I did. Not that much. I wasn't playing Geometry Wars one-handed or anything. But I did enjoy myself.
With a nipple and a little bigger titties, and you might have been.
You know, yeah, you know, it could have been a spectacular movie. So instead, I've got to fall. I got to drop. I got to cut it down to 450 out of 875. It's a solid rental, though. It's not all that bad.
I'm giving it a 3.
Okay.
I'm giving it a 3 because the ending just really did ruin it for me.
It was bad. It was horrible.
All of a sudden, I won't even get into it.
It sucked. It was terrible. But they had it. They had it. They had a decent movie on their hands with comedy and all kinds of extra stuff, you know? The teasing sex appeal all the time, that was great, though. And they had backstory for all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just like, damn, they did a really good job here with, you know, describing the characters, the backstory. They were right about a lot of the stuff, and it was neat to see, you know, a game movie, you know, because you know the characters already, you know the back. Oh, I was playing Cloning Clyde while I was playing it. I remember now.
Mm.
And anyway, it was a decent movie. Rent it. I don't see this as being a major purchase, though, unless you can pick it up for like $6. I'll have my eye out for that one. Peace out.
Later. We'll be right back. Thank you.